3, Section 2, The French Arrive in Alabama. As you read, look for why the French came to Alabama, the location of the French settlements, what the Indians traded, term, expedition. The Indians were left alone for a long time after De Luna's colony failed. More than 100 years passed before French explorers came to present-day Alabama. King Louis XIV of France wanted a colony on the Gulf Coast. He chose Pierre Le Moyen, Sieur d'Iberville, to lead an expedition of 5 ships. An expedition is a trip made by a group for a special purpose, such as exploring unknown lands. His teenaged brother, Jean-Baptiste Le Moyen, Sieur de Benville, carried out his brother's orders. When the French first sailed near the coast of Alabama in 1699, they landed on an island. They saw huge piles of bones there. It was a scary sight for the explorers, so they called it Massacre Island. They continued to sail west to where the Mississippi River empties into the Gulf of Mexico. Then they turned back east and built a fort near present-day Biloxi, Mississippi. They called this fortress Fort Maurepas. It became the capital of all land claimed by the French in Alabama and Mississippi. They called the area Louisiana in honor of King Louis XIV. From the beginning, Iberville did not like the location of Fort Maurepas. He sent scouts to explore the Mobile Bay area. The men reported fertile farmland farther up the Mobile River. Iberville went back to France. He asked the king about moving the fort to the Mobile area. The king agreed to move the colony upriver. Iberville used Massacre Island as a port and renamed it Port Dauphin, today's Dauphin Island. The main colony moved up the Mobile River to 27 Mile Bluff, near present-day Mount Vernon. The French built a town without walls to make trading with the Indians easier. This was unusual because most towns in North America at this time had walls. The French then built a fort nearby to protect themselves from other Europeans. They named the new location Fort Louis de la Louisiana. Behind the fortress was a village called La Mobile. Establishing a permanent colony. The king wanted a permanent colony in this new land. Most of the men wanted to get rich and go back to France. Bienville thought that if the men had French wives, they might forget about returning to France. To help him, the French government sent young women to the new settlement at Mobile. The young women, under the care of 2 nuns, arrived in 1704 on the supply ship Pelican. In just a short time, most of the 23 young women were married. They seemed pleased with everything in the new world except for the food. The new wives were not fond of wild game, cornbread, and grits. Legend has it that Bienville's housekeeper taught the young wives how to cook the local seafood and game. They also learned tasty ways to prepare the vegetables that the colonists grew. Yellow fever causes a move. The Pelican stopped in Cuba before coming to Port Dauphin. While in Cuba, some people on board the ship caught yellow fever. They brought the disease to the colony. People did not know that infected mosquitoes carried the yellow fever virus. The disease killed 60 of the Pelican's crew and soldiers. The settlers began to think Fort Lewis was not a healthy place to live. There were also floods at the fort. In 1710, water got into the houses and washed away furniture, clothing, and cooking pots. The colony moved to present-day Mobile in 1711. They built a cedar log fortress with a guardhouse, a warehouse, and a house for the governor. A few years later, a fort with brick walls replaced the wooden one. It was one of the finest fortresses in North America at that time. The French named it Fort Condé in honor of a French duke. French trading in Alabama territory. The French wanted to trade more with the Indians. They also wanted to keep the British out of their trading area, so the French built Fort Toulouse. It was on a bluff near where the Coosa and Tallapoosa rivers join to make the Alabama River. While named Fort Toulouse, it was usually called the Fort at the Alabamas. There, Frenchmen traded with the Indians. They swapped guns, cloth, bullets, knives, axes, and other goods for furs, pelts, skins. There were other smaller French trading posts in Alabama. When the English traders came, they wanted to claim the land too. Sometimes it looked as if British and French settlers would fight each other. That is what their home countries were doing in Europe. A leased colony. In Europe, France and Great Britain were at war. Because of the war, France could not afford to send supplies to its colony. So the French government sold the right to govern the colony to Antoine Crozet. He believed the future of the colony was in mining and trading. But Bienville, the governor, believed the colony's future was in farming. So Crozet made Antoine de la Mothe, Sieur de Cadillac, the new governor. Bienville did not leave Mobile. He became governor of the colony again 3 years later when Cadillac was recalled to France. Bienville is known as the Builder. He built Forts Louis de la Louisiana, Toulouse, and Tombigbee. He founded, began or set up, or helped found Mobile, Port Dauphin, Biloxi, and New Orleans. What France left behind. France lost its war with Great Britain. In 1763, France gave up Canada. It also lost all of its territory east of the Mississippi River. This area was part of the future United States of America. Spain received the city of New Orleans and the French lands west of the Mississippi. France tried for 150 years to establish colonies in North America. In the end, it had nothing but a few islands. The British flag replaced the French flag all over land east of the Mississippi. There are still many things in Alabama to remind us of its French heritage. Each year, thousands of people gather in Mobile for Mardi Gras. Many streets in Mobile have French names. Some of these street names are Beauregard, Conti, Dauphin, Royal, and St. Francis. Some houses in Mobile have a French look about them. The city is famous for its azaleas. The first azalea plants were brought to Mobile by French settlers. Bienville Square, which is named for the French leader, is in the center of Mobile. Bienville spent most of his life trying to build a colony for France in what later became Alabama. Think it through. 1. Where was the first French colony in Alabama? Why were young women brought to Mobile on the Pelican? 3. The Coosa and Tallapoosa rivers joined to form the Alabama River. Why did the French build a fort at that location?